And this would be what I was thinking about now, to a large extent, is the heart of what we spoke about the first 2 weeks of this man. But why is he like over here? This is a gift. I'm going to present over here the two extreme shaltim of Rashi and Tosfos here in the first three stages of the sugya. And then tomorrow we're going to go back to the second half of the sugya, which is Bori, Bori, and Dror Demoim. So then we'll have a double shalom with Hashem with the six machlekes in Rashi and the Tosfos. There are six machlekes in here, as you toss them. Right? How many you have ready? How many you have ready in here? There are three. Very good. There's four out of six you should know. Go slowly. Rashi, let's go over again. Because what's hiding behind this machlekes is the heart of Shneimers and Batalas. Rashi learned in the entire sugya over here a tremendous mechudish dikur pshat. Rashi over here says a zach, which doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas, that is a middle dark recall hamaytzi mechavero all of a raya that you swear because of the of a raya. It's not a hamaytzi, but it's a mechusik gavina. Weird zach. I stressed to the island that came on Friday, it means the island that came on Friday to the gatherings, that the nature of this shvua, okay, the nature of this shvua is. It's unusual. It's an unusual shvua because normally shvua, as I explained to the Ilma Friday, is coming to take off a chash on a guy's taina. It's coming to support somebody's taina. Over here, the shvua is acting as a raya. So it's a low level raya. Instead of telling you to bring aid, we tell you to bring a shvua. Weird Rashi. I mean, Rashi's weird. The unusual Rashi. The chudish tikka Rashi. Nobody dreamed. By the way, this yisoy doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas, in any region, anywhere. It's a modern pshat. Rashi did an adjustment in the din of Avoyti Mechaveh of Araya Be'er. What pushed Rashi to say such an unusual pshat, such a mechudish dik pshat? Two things. It's critical. The first thing is the Gemara was titled the Shuvah Mishnah and Sumpus and the Rabbanon. Rashi led the Gemara Kipshutai. Lafuki the Rabbeinu Peres, and I'm going to say in a second. Rashi read the Gemara Kipshutai that it's told in Sumpus and Rabbanon. Now, why should Sumpus and Rabbanon be told in the Shuvah? The only way to learn is if the shvua is a din of a mitzvah mechaveh of a raya, then it can be told. It's almost nabonon can be dubbed like we spoke already the last few days. So Rashi, albeit recognized the fact that he's saying a very unusual pshat, but the ma'isa he had no choice. The Gemara said that the shvua of the Mishnah has to do with someone who's nabonon. Where does someone who's argue? We only have one machlekes someone who's nabonon by the way in Shas. They argue the mitzvah of raya or not. That's what they argue. So Rashi understood. Rashi said 1 + 1 = 2. The Vayis says the Shvu over here has Meishach Shechus to the dinner of Avos Avraham Raya. Earlier on, that Rashi had another Makar, a similar Makar, but another Makar. After the Gemara says Leim Masisim Balei Kesumfus, the Gemara says, and I do Rabbana, it's better. So how does Rashi learn the Kasha from the Rabbana? Rashi learns the Kasha from the Rabbana was, why is the Shvu enough? How are you aiding? The other here I just said, what was the kasha for your Rashi? Rashi said what the kasha was. Why is the shvua enough? Although you need edim, that was the kasha. Why is the shvua enough? Although you need edim. What do you mean? Why is the shvua enough? Somebody said the shvua was enough. Is Rashi took from there that the Gemara took on that the shvua is because of mighty effect. The Gemara is not enough. You need edim. Means twice in the Gemara, Rashi saw that the Shvua of the Mishnah is Meshach Shaychus to the Mitzvah of Araya. By the way, I just said the same Raya in two different sides. One was on the Rabbanon. But it's important to speak out. The Gemara says it's not like Sumchus, that means it has Shaychus to the Mitzvah of Rabbanon. And the Gemara says, well, the Rabbanon means like this, Light Shvua, Light Sumchus, you don't need a Shvua, because you don't hold the whole Mitzvah. Light Rabbanon, it's not enough. But the word it's not enough means that the Gemara understood that the reason why you swear is because it is enough. Enough for what? Enough to be Mitzvah, says the Gemara. Mitzvah of Araya, those are the two places that Rashi built that the Shuvah of our mission is telling Machalikas Umfus Nabon. I said on Thursday, Adovin Noira, that in order for such a pshat to get off the ground, Moira Abayza, you have to learn that the din of Sumchus applies in our Mishnah. And that we all knew since fifth grade, that Sumchus only said his din, only in a place where what Tosfos calls a Dror Demoim all over Shas. Belita Nasem Yeh Sofik, what I call that mega Sofik, is not true. Our Gemara is not a case of that. And Sfat HaGemara says, Sumpu says you don't need a dinner voice and go raya. Maybe it'll go like this. Tesis rolls all over that Sumpu's learned. Now we're starting. I'm going to start now the Mahalach of Tesis. By the way, in the Tesis and over here, there's very little information. We're going to have to piece it together like a puzzle. And this is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to present the whole sheet of Tesis. Tesis holds that Sumpu's only said his din. Sumpu doesn't hold on to go raya, by the way. I repeat again, some of you. I had a discussion, interesting, on Friday and Thursday night. I had a discussion, who's more poshut? Someone goes to the bottom. Everyone has their shayrish and neshama, everyone has their DNA, everyone has their chela, kalakami mal. Mine always took on that tzumchus is the chiddush. But say that some of the abachim have maybe hechver neshamas or lower, I'm not sure. And they said that tzumchus is the poshut. Either way, tzumchus says a remarkable din that we don't hold the din of Avetim Echavel Vav. We don't hold the mochzakas. Now, according to Tosfos, that whopping chiddush that he doesn't hold on Musaf Avraya was only said by Dror the Moin of Tosfos, Rav Litan HaSemi Yisofik. So it cannot be that the Gemara's Tliya over here and some Chazav Bonin has Shaychus to that some Chazav Bonin. It can't be because it doesn't apply in our mission. Now, with that, the story ends. Tosfos, who says all over, Lamedei in the Bobakam and Bob Basra Lamedei, that the din of Sumchus was not said in such a case of Schneinberg's and Tal. Sumchus didn't talk in such a case. He wasn't talking about such a type of suffix. So when the Gemara said that the Shua Shachas Sumchus Abonon, it doesn't mean the Sumchus Abonon of the big Machlekes. And with that, the ball game's over. Okay? That means you cannot go tell me that the Gemara learned that the Shua is some sort of Hamaytzi Mechavel of a Raya, the Shua is some sort of Raya to get your hair for the Talas, and Sumchus argues on that, because Sumchus doesn't argue on that. Sumchus has no Shachas to that. Okay? And that buries in Tosfos' eyes Rashi's pshat in the world. We're going to see today now in a few minutes how a Rashi and a Tosfos read a piece of Gemara diametrically opposite on every line. Those are the six machlokes that we're going to develop today and tomorrow on every line. So the whole gang of Rashi, that the reason why you swear is because you're a Maitzi, and then the Gemara says Sumpus doesn't hold a Maitzi, and later on and you need eight, and then the Gemara goes back and forth and all that, doesn't exist in the world of Tosfos, because in the world of Tosfos this sugi is not a sugi of Sumpus and everyone. So the big question is now, I'm going to ask the question I asked on Thursday. So if that wasn't the reason why you swear, so why do you swear? And that wasn't to do with Sumchus. Now we start. If there's no such concept, Bachal, as a guy swearing to be Maitzi, if there's no such concept as a guy, I'm going to say soon why Tosfos couldn't learn like Rashi besides what I just said. The main reason why Tosfos can't learn like Rashi is what I just said, because he holds that Sumchus that one and don't apply here. So now, and the reason why you're swearing is not because you're some sort of moiti that when you take your hair for talad, I'll explain to that why also you can't hold it up. Everything's all the mitzvah. So now we start. So I go back to what I asked on Thursday. So why do you swear? I want to take out something very, very important in Pshat. The Gemara starts off, it says the mission is not like Sumchus. That means, watch what I'm going to say now. The Gemara understood why you swear, and the Gemara said it's not like Sumchus. It's very, very important. The Gemara says, my time you swear. The Gemara doesn't say my time is right. I know that the Gemara says on top of Meir Hetta, the Rishonim speak out that this Gemara was working without Meir Hetta, okay? The Gemara speaks it out. We're not working with Meir Hetta now. So watch what I'm going to say now. The Gemara says, the Mishnah, which says, you swear, it's not like Sumchus. I don't understand. Why does the Mishnah at least provide me the service? Tell me why you swear, and then we'll see why it's not like Sumchus. By the way, what I just said is a major, major issue here. What was the Hanukkah, why you swear, that it says it's not like Sumchus? First tell me why you swear, and then I'll tell you why it's not like Sumchus. That's why Rashi learned. That the Gemara learned that the reason why you're swearing is why is because I'm coming to be mitzi half a talis from somebody else. And the Gemara says, really, what type of psak is that? Either nothing or everything. Whoever heard of the Rashi says, the whole patchkarei. But I want to point out, where did the Rashi come from? The Gemara didn't speak out why you swear. The Gemara says, it's not like Sumchus. First speak out why you swear, and then we'll see why it's not like Sumchus. So says Rabbeinu Peretz, the Gemara understood at stage one of the Gemara why you swear. It's not because of this whole patchkarei of Rashi. Like, because of everything I just said, there's no. The whole shot of Rashi is, let me say something. The whole shot of Rashi is an extreme holistic shot that nobody dreamed of. So Rashi learned, so it was in the Rabbanan, etc., etc., etc. There's no yet hard to say such a shot because anyway can't be told so it was in the Rabbanan because it was not relevant over here. Therefore, we begin a new journey which goes like this. Watch. Nekuda number one. A different sukkah. We're starting the sukkah over here. Rabbeinu Peretz speaks out that the reason why the Gemara understood that the reason why you swear over here is. It's not because of Rashi's thing, because it doesn't exist, b'chol, not because of Meir Hetta. The reason why you swear is, because every time you do Yachloku, you do Shua Levar as a Suffolk. I want to explain what that means. I'm going to say now six or seven stages. Bear with me in the Sheet of Tosfos and Tosfos. And tomorrow we'll come back to your Mashlam de Rashi with the Tosfos in the second day of the Gemara. The Beit HaParet says that the starting point of the Gemara, like I keep insisting, is what is the starting point of the Gemara? Before you say the Lake of Sumpus, what do you hold? Says the Beit HaParet, the starting point of the Gemara was that there's a thing called the virus of suffering. I wonder if you know what that means. I go back to the first minute of the Zman. If you remember, I said the first minute of the Zman, Murray Rabbi say, Chalukah is not a gupsak. Chalukah is not a gupsak. A guy says Zman, a guy says Zman, what's Chalukah? You're doing Shalem HaMel, you're taking a knife, cutting the baby. What are you doing exactly? Nishtahin, Nishtaher, he said Kulishali, he said Kulishali. Since none of you learned, Novi, he didn't cut the baby in then, but that's a different topic, okay? I don't want to be tense. Yeah, traumatized, nobody knows. Yeah, I don't understand. What's chalukah mean? So watch. The Sfar of Amin Aparat says, the Gemara says, you know why you swear? When you make chalukah, which is an absurd psak, by the way. Chalukah is an absurd psak. Called on var, makes sense. What's chalukah? What's half-half? So, there's a Sfar that says, the var is a sofik. You know something? You're doing a weird zach. Try to clarify as much as possible. We're not going to go force the guy to bring Adim, because they don't have Adim. Zemakulishali. At least let each guy swear. The virus of suffering, I'm quoting Rabbeinu Peretz. The virus of suffering. You're doing chalukah, which is a weird psak. It's not a balanced psak. It's not a justified psak. It's not a legitimate psak, really. It's a psak, slowly. So at least the virus of suffering, at least clarify what you can. By the way, this is a new reason for sure that we never saw before. Is that not a reason? We never saw this. We know about Mary Hetta on top of the page, which either blibes Maskana or not. We know about the Takan of Rabbi Yochanan, which is coming up on the horizon on Gimel Amud Aleph. We know about this weird shot of Rashi. Rabbeinu Peretz says that the starting point of the sugi was that the reason why you swear by a chalukah is levaras asafik. Clarify what you can. Clarify what you can. Clarify what you can. Whatever you can. Clarify. Do your best. Slowly. Everything slowly. So the Gemara says, slowly, our mission says that when you do a psak called yachlukah, which is, I'm going to use a new name for it, it's an arbitrary psak, you're not satisfying anybody. You have to clarify whatever you can, Lavaris or Suffolk. The lake is Umchus. It's not like Sumchus. It's not like Sumchus. It's not like Sumchus. It's not like Sumchus. Sumchus says you do Chalukah, and you don't have to clarify. We let you go for okay. Now you'll all ask me and stop here and say, and we see the Rabbanan argue on Sumchus. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, we don't see the Rabbanan argue on Sumchus. We don't know what the Rabbanan hold. Maybe they hold, maybe they don't hold. We don't know what they hold, right? We don't have another place where everyone explicitly said they do chalukah without a shvur. Now a lot of you are yelling and screaming at me. On Thursday, I didn't let any of you get away with such a pshat, right? Of course not. That's not the pshat pshat. The pshat pshat is like Rashi. Then when the Gemara says name like sumpus, they want me to say it's totally in sumpus in the rabbanon, correct? Rabbeinu Peretz, who can't learn the pshat of Rashi, like I said, he can't be told in sumpus rabbanon. So Rabbeinu Peretz chokes the Gemara, and he says what the Gemara meant to say was that it's not totally machlekes sumpus rabbanon. We never find machlekes sumpus rabbanon about shvur. Because the Gemara meant to say, Sumchus is explicitly doesn't hold you swear levaris asafik. What about the Rabbanan hold? He says, we don't know anything. The Rabbeinu Peretz speaks out. Lo yidanu davar. We don't know what they hold. So the first information that we have is our Mishnah. How the Yana did over there, he holds a Mishnah Kavel Rai, right? What do the Rabbanan hold over there by Shachar Rathbar? They don't hold that like. So over there, there's no reason for them to do Shur, because they say Mishnah Kavel Rai. The first information that we have, like the Rabbanan, is over here. So Nochanami, we're not coming over here to create a new Machlekes Sumchus Rabbanan. All the Gemara was saying was that Lay Sumchus is Gainish, Gaitic. It doesn't go with Sumchus. Could it go with the Rabbanan? Maybe. With the Rabbanan, could say the Rabbanan didn't say anything otherwise anywhere else. You'll ask me, so why did I make such a tumult in Rashi? Because Rashi didn't learn the Gemara like that. About the Rashi, we had the Gemara Kipshutai. And the source of Rashi to say his pshat was that the Gemara is telling Sumchus and the Rabbanan. According to this, it's not a plea in Sumchus Rabbanan. Does the Gemara say, like Sumchus I have, Rabbanan I don't know. That's stage one. Now we start. Now watch what I'm going to say now is the heart of Shnayim Oichzim Betalus. Everything I said the last 2 weeks. Everything is that. Watch. And you see I'm not exaggerating. How does Rashi learn the world's kasha of Oichzim Betalus? How did Rashi learn the kasha? Let's put things on the table now. Let's put this on the surgery table. Let's cut this thing to pieces. How did Rashi learn the Gemara's kasha? You can't get half. You're a mitzi on the half. You want to get. You shouldn't even get half with the shvur. You shouldn't even get half, right? That's Rashi and Vorsh. You shouldn't get anything. Look up meaning. You shouldn't get anything. So the kasha was, how can you get half? How can you get half? You're a mitzi. And a mitzi doesn't get half. That's how Rashi learns the kasha. Very rabbi say, the fitaisis, that can't be the kasha. And I'm leading into now the most important machlekes that we've spoken about this man. I'm leading into it. If he tells you that could be the Gemara's kasha, what did Rabbi say? That could be the Gemara's kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha? Why do you get half? I'll tell you why. So what's that kasha doing over here? Mayin shvita tazina. What's the hoyda to do with kosh? I understand. What was the kasha on Tzumchus? Tzumchus doesn't hold that this new shua called the Raza Safik. And what's the kasha on the Rabbanan? A different kasha, not on the shua. What's the kasha? Not on the shua. What's the kasha? Not a shua kasha. It's dumb. Why do we have like kosh? What does the kasha do with each other? What's Elamai Rabbanan? It's a new kasha. You ask a kasha, it's wrong. So now I have a kasha on the Rabbanan. And that's what we're talking about. If you have a kasha, why do you have leku? Because you're a mitzi. So the grass kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't shtim with the base. The Marsha, the first, by the way, when the Mishnah says yachleku, the first thing the Marsha should have asked was, "Mei Rabbi Zayi, it's against the din of Oyter Rabbi, all over Shas. How can you give a guy a hip? He's taking it away from somebody else. What does it do over here? What's the Gemara saying? Tit for tat. You ask a sukkah, I ask a rabbanan. Two different kashas. I'm shekhas each other. The kasha on sukkahs is what? That you don't have to swear. What's the kasha on rabbanan? You shouldn't get yachleku. By the way, according to Rashi, this is a problem. No, according to Rashi, it's beautiful. According to Rashi, it's nifl moir. According to Rashi, it's gevaldik. According to Rashi, it's lichtig. Why? Because according to Rashi, the entire topic revolved on one topic. Are you a mitzi or not? So Mara says, it doesn't seem with sukkahs because according to sukkahs, I don't care about mitzi. Says the Gemara, you care about the rabbanan. Yeah, mitzi. So according to Rashi, that the agenda of the Shvuah is not a Shvuah agenda. What is it, an agenda? According to Rashi, that the Shvuah agenda is not a Shvuah agenda. It's an agenda of what? Of Maitzi. The word is beautiful. It doesn't stay with Sumo because he doesn't hold of Maitzi. He doesn't hold the Rabbanan. He holds about Maitzi because he needs the Eidim. But according to Tosfos, it doesn't make any sense. What did Gemara say? The Shvuah has no Shechus to Maitzi. Has no Shechus to Maitzi. The Beit Parent speaks out, has no Shechus to Sumo because of the Rabbanan Bechlal. Just glad that we have no information on the Rabbanan. We never heard what they said. So the one says, don't just do it with some kush. The one says, I'm going to revenge you with a kasha. I have a new kasha. Why do you get a half? So the kasha doing over here. We're all talking about shuas. What are you mixing haidu with kush? Elamai, you have a kasha that you shouldn't give. Yachalik was eskir. I'm bezim at all. Like Rashi, I know why the Gemara is here. Because now the Gemara introduced for the first time that our mission is called Hamaitzi. But according to Taisis, according to Ben Aparat, nobody ever spoke the word about Hamaitzi. Here's the kasha. There's a newfangled shuas called the Varas HaSafik. It doesn't think with some kush. Now what do you want? I have a new kasha on Yachaliku? Can't be. Therefore, the Tosfos Rosh and the Rashba, and I forgot to write on the Mamakonos this morning, but I was under pressure from Rabbi Fisher to write it late at night, so I forgot about it. Here, everything's his fault. Everything good that happens in this morning. The Rach over here, did you see the Rach inside? I forgot to point out the Rach. My default. The Rach over here says three words on what the Gemara's Kasha was. I was like, look at your Gemara's, brother, you all have Gemara's. Yeah. Why do you swear? Five words. What was the kasha of the Gemara? Not why do you get half. What was the kasha of the Gemara? Not why do you get the half. You're taking the half from the other guy. What is the kasha of the Gemara? What's the kasha? The other way around. You should get the half without swearing. Elamai Rabbanan. Rabbanan. Why do you swear? Not why do you get half. Shocking. The Rabbi Nechananel and the Tosfos Rosh and the Rashba says the kasha was pum fakert and Rashi. Hamotzi mechavara raya means that I don't have to swear. Where does that fit into the words of hamotzi mechavara raya? Where does that fit into the words of raya? You have an ear for music? Listen carefully. The Rach and the Tosfos Rosh and the Rashba learned that the Gemara's kasha was hamotzi mechavara tzorach havi raya. But I'm not a mitzi, I'm a what? I'm a muzik, why should I have to swear? I'm muzik in half. Fek di Gemara, loy tzumchis! You don't have to swear. He doesn't hold to this newfangled suffix. So, sure. How do we know that? We see he doesn't hold it. He doesn't hold the verses of it. You see over there. He doesn't swear. El my rabbonon! Ha moitzi mechaber over raya! The moitzi has to swear. I'm a muzik in half. I'm holding on to half the talus. Why should I have to swear? You're a mighty, you want to take the hit, but I'm moving exclusively on this hit. Pum fakert and Rashi. Pum fakert and Rashi. Rashi learned that the Gemara's kasha to the Chaver Raya. How do you get a half? You're a mighty on the hit. You should need Eidim to get your half. And according to the Rach, Tosfos Rosh and the Rashba and Tosfos, the kasha is pum fakert. The kasha is, why do I have to swear on the hit? You're a mighty, you go break your head. Ha mighty, Mechaver Tzor, all right. Remember, Rashi's going. The mighty has to do it. That's the digging. According to Tosis, but it's very interesting. According to Rashi, what's the kasha? Hamaitzi mechaveyo, all of haraya. But according to the Rach and the Rabbi, it's all the way around. Hamaitzi tzorach lo viraya. Okay, you don't have that? We'll do practice afterwards.
Yeah.
Listen carefully now. What's behind this huge machlek is the famous Chakira that we started the first day with. This is the most extreme machlekes, and behind this machlekes sits most of the shitas of Rishonim Mishnayim Erusin. When two people hold on to a talis, are both guys holding on to the entire talis, or each guy's only holding on to half? When two people holding on to a talis, are each guy's holding on to the entire talis, or each guy's only holding on to half? According to Rashi, it was poshut that each guy's holding on to the entire talis. According to Rashi, the pashtus is when two guys hold on to a entire talis. Both guys are holding the entire talis. Ad kedekach, that the kasha is, how can I give you half? You're a mitzi. The other guy's holding on to the entire talis. The Gemara says, you're not mamash a mitzi, you're a mechusa gavaina. Watch this. The other Rishonim held pum akert. The other Rishonim held that's a double pashit, that when two people hold on to a talis, the pashtus is that each guy is holding on to a half exclusively, and each guy has a din of a moitzi mechavei avaraya on half. And each guy has a din of a moitzi mechavei avaraya on half. Each guy has a din of a moitzi mechavei avaraya on half. And that was the starting point of the sugya. Worlds apart. I want to say a dovenor. The Balti Rishonim held that the pashtus is that each guy is a tofus in half alone. Did you see the lashon of the Rashba? Kimuchulokim, can faint. See the lashon of the Rashba? Kimuchulokim, dummy. It's like you're mucholik. It's like it's split already. I'm a half, you're half. So in a million years, the Rishonim could have learned like Rashi that the reason why you swear is because you're a mitzi on your half. What's mighty? The pashtus is that I'm a mukzik in half and you're a mukzik in half. So the pshat of Rashi that the reason why you swear is because you have some mighty on your half from the other guy, because the other guy's holding on to the talis, lohoye v'lenivra, can't even get off the ground because there can't be a zaper that on the half that I'm taking, I'm a mighty, I'm a half a mighty, but a shtilt. It doesn't stink, Michal. I can't start off such a pshat because the pashtus baseline understanding is I have to tell these guys holding on to a half alone. So the way that Rashi learned the whole sugya, that you're a mighty, you're a high-level mighty, you need a Adam, you're a low-level mighty, you need a Shua. Hey, it doesn't exist, Michal. I'm only not there. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? Pump forget! The Gemara's Kasha is, why do you have to swear? I'm a mighty man of Elmariah. I'm a Muxik in the F. Go fly a kite. I have to swear to you. I don't have to answer to you, Michal. You're the mighty. I'm the Muxik on the F. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Two extremes. So according to Rashi, who learns that when two people hold on to a talis, they're each muzik and toughest in the entire talis. So there's a discussion of the guy who's getting half, albeit you're also holding on to the entire talis, but you're a mitzi from him. What level of mitzi? Eidim, chosik, kavayin, etc. According to Rishayim, it's punk fakert. The starting point is, how do I know this, by the way? I see from the Kasha, the Gemara. The Gemara said, a mitzi mechavel baraya, and you shouldn't have to swear. Why not? Because on this half, I'm a separate, independent music, I'm a separate office. I can tell you to go fly a kite. It means the Gemara held, like these Rishonim, poof, I care that the starting point is that when two people holding on to a talis, each of them is, hold on. What does the Gemara answer to feed the Rishonim? What does the Gemara answer to feed the Rishonim? So the Rashba explains the Teretz. I would say that the sum total of what the Teretz is, that it's true that you're a music in half, but you're not enough of a mufzik to tell the other guy to go fly a kite because he's also holding on to it together. The Gemara's not chazer from the fact that when two people hold on to a talis, we see you holding on to half, you see you holding on to half. The Gemara's not chazer from that. Just like Gemara says, it's not on a level that you can go tell the other guy, I'm holding on to it exclusively, go fly a kite, I don't need a shul. Das nicht. So it could be that there's an inyan of a shul, a virus, a sofik, Why? I, how much of a rag, don't think I have to fly a cannon after that up with you. Terry says, no, it's not on that level. It's what Rav Moshe always used to call a chazaka klusha. It's a weak chazaka. You are a taka almost like in half. But if you got the other guys, it's not mamash kim muchulokim. The Rashba calls it kim muchulokim, right? So it's not mamash split. Zmeila, zah matziv, it allows us to go and put a shvua on you, and you can't go tell the other guy in Gadsden to go fly a kite. One second. If he's I want to go back to the first day of this man. First day of this man, Tosis says to Kash and say, why do we say over here Yachleku? Why do we say Kolon Bar? Right? So I asked. I first asked the man, why is this answer? What four word terror? Somebody's gonna be right. I'm holding if you're holding if. Anybody ask the Kasha? Tosis says to Kasha, why do you call Kolon Bar over here? Why do you do Yachleku? Tosis says, we're not doing Yachleku, we're doing Mitzvah Raya. We're doing Mitzvah Raya, finish. Just a couple, we're doing Mitzvah Raya over here. I have if you have if. You know what the answer to that question is? And Tais doesn't say that we agree. Tais says, "Holy, because I'm not tzaddi myself." Yeah, the three words. I was about right, like all of Bashas. You know what the answer to that question is? It's a shaka v'tayr in Agamor. It's a shaka v'tayr in Agamor. It's a shaka v'tayr in Agamor. The Gemara and a Havamino. There were two people hold on to a talis. Each guy's toughest in half. Atke dekat that they can tell the other guy, go fly a kite. What do you want to shuva for? I'm sitting on it, and that's the psak. The Gemara said it's not a fazoi vite to go tell the other guy to fly a kite to go paskan hamoitzi mechavei with all of a raya because for you're both holding on to it. Tavayu tafsi, you're both the ma'isa both holding on to it. You're both holding on to it, the ma'isa. So fart. We're not going to go ahead and activate that level of din of hamoitzi mechavei with all of a raya, which is the exclusivity of me telling you to go fly a kite. Doesn't that's niflamoid. That's niflamoid. What did you say? One second. Maybe like this. Let's build again. The fetus is the mahalach of the Gemara goes like this. Yeah? The fetus is the mahalach of the Gemara goes like this. The Gemara understood that the reason why you swear is why? Because the virus does something. When you have chalukah, which is not a grape sock, you should try to clarify. I see that Shmuel's not motivated to do that. Sumchus doesn't do that. Sumchus says Yachleku in that unusual case, and still he doesn't say it. At least try to clarify what you can. He doesn't hold of it. That's a Fergadi Gemara. Now you understand why the Gemara is not the Rabbanu. Because the Gemara is asking Shmuel's kashas, not Yachleku's kashas. Yeah, really? The Gemara, it's Mamshin if you read Rashi, was the Gemara's kashas. Why doing Yachleku? According to Tais, what do you mean kashas and Yachleku for? We're talking about Shmuel's. If he tells us what's the flow, we're asking kashas on the shvua of the Mishnah. If he's sumchus, you shouldn't have to swear because he doesn't hold of it. And if you're the Rabbanan, you also shouldn't have to swear. You know why? Because I'm going to make a veil of a raya. So it's two consecutive kashas on the inyan of shvuas. According to Rashi, the Gemara's kashas on the Rabbanan was on Yachleku. Just according to Rashi, it's niflamoit because the entire agenda was, am I a moitzi, am I not a moitzi, could I be moitzi from you? But according to Tosis, there was no such agenda. So what's the Gemara jump in with the kasha of Rabban? And the Teretz, the kasha was a puk fakert kasha. Not the word is I shouldn't do Yachleku because I'm taking from you. Fakert, I shouldn't have to swear, says the Rash. I shouldn't have to swear, says the Teretz. I shouldn't have to swear, says the Rashba. Because fakert, it's all mine. And for the Gemara, no, you're overdoing it. It could be that when two people are holding on to a talis, we see half by you, but half by you, we're not on the level of Hametzi Mechaber or Oliver Raya.
Right now the shul is a virus
of suffix. Right now the shul is a virus of suffix. It seems to be right now. So why do we sway? It's like a sumpus. Nothing more means a kavuchem. We'll get to the kavuchem in a second. So right now the shul is a virus of suffix. Later on, and like sumpus doesn't stim because the more brings a kavuchem, which I'm going to explain in a minute. Okay. Oh, it's like this. I always had the Yetzirah to say the following. I'm saying this in parentheses. Say the Yetzirah. Why am I sharing my Yetzirah with you? This is something that should interest you. The Yetzirah don't interest you. It's just you. I have Yetzirah always to say that this is the Sherish of Shitas Rashi, who holds that the Chalukah of the Mishnah doesn't need Shnayim Erzim. Rashi in the Mishnah says that to do Yachleku, you don't need Shnayim Erzim, right? Rashi asks, why do you have Erzim for? Rashi's love is with Dayak already. What do you need Erzim for? You don't need Erzim, you do Yachleku. Shitas Rashi, we're going to talk later in the week to Shitas for your phone. You don't need that. Lefi this machlekes, it has a svara. Why do Tosis say that each guy gets half? Because Tosis holds that's when the Rishon of Pesach is called Olengvar. So why do we get you get half? Because of Oitzen. What does Oitzen do? And Anantzati high, Anantzati high. I want to be Matir to the that the Anantzati of Tosis is only the Shitosu that Be'etzem, when people hold on to a talis, we see each guy holding on to half. What's the darg over here? The darg over here is the darg of Amritim Echavov, right? That it's like Kimuchal Lach Mamish, it's like we parted ways already, that I can tell you to go fly a kite, and then they can't be a shvua, or it's only an Anzadi, so we see it by you. But it's based on a premise that when two people hold on to something, we see half by you and half by you. Just the Gemara in a half meter had a half meter that it's Mamish, Amritim Echavov, right? It's like it's split already, it's like it's totally by me, so I can tell you, go fly a kite with this stack up, what are you bothering me? The Gemara says, no, it's not. So I can build an Anzadi. Quinta Rashi, that both guys are holding on to the entire talis. That one guy can't even get half. And the Gemara didn't change that, by the way. The Gemara just said, you're not called a Maitzi because both guys are holding on to it. But both guys are holding on to the entire talis. So what are you telling me? The Anantzadi is the reason why you have a Chalukah? What is Anantzadi? They're both holding on to the entire talis. They're both holding on to the entire talis. Now you can argue with me, by the way. You could say, when two people hold on to an entire talis, we see that half is yours. But I can hear just as well not like that. That if two people holding on to an entire talis, so why should I give you half? Why should I give you half? What are you telling me? Because of the Oyerson? What does the Oyerson do? They're both holding on to an entire talis. That Rashi had a half a minute, I can't even get my half because it's called taking it from you. And the Gemara, by the way, answered that it's called taking, that's why you have to swear. But I don't see half by you, I still have to swear to take it from you. So then I could hear that if you Rashi, so why are we passing Yachloiku? Stop it, the Pesach Sofik. That we don't know what to do because we have two guys holding on to an entire talus, so the whole thing doesn't tell me anything. That could be very, very, very Gishmak L'shitosei as a derivative of the Machlekes that's going on over here. But it's not Mochrach, it's only food for thought to consider that that might be the Sheirish of the Machlekes Rashi Tosis. One second. Let's furoise now one more line in the Gemara, the final stage of the first half of the Gemara. Mar says that that's a good teretz, like the Rabbanan. Well, they assume because we're back shver again. Why are we back shver again? So it's more kavul chomer. It's double shver. Eliyahu Tzumchis, watch this carefully. Hashta uma hosum dole tafsi tavayu cholkem b'le shvua. Uma hosum dole tafsi tavayu cholkem b'le shvua. Uma hasam de leitapsi tarvayu cholkin below ishvua. Madach over there, where only one guy's holding it, you don't swear. Hachud tarvayu tapsi vela kolshkin. So I want to speak this out. What's it called? Madach over there, you don't swear, where one guy's holding kolshkin over here. According to Rashi, let's speak this out now. Pshat. We have to build up pshat. According to Rashi, the kolshkin is pasha, right? However, according to Rashi, why do you swear at this stage? According to Rashi, why do you swear? Because you're being a low level mighty, second level mighty. Says the Gemara, Ma'adach over there, where one guy is holding it, someone who doesn't care about mighty at all, calls came with two guys holding it. That's a beautiful Kavach Haimer. According to Rashi, that the Siba for the Shvua at this stage of the Gemara was why? Because you're Mechusa Kavainer, because you're taking away. So the Gemara says, the Mari Dikka Kolshkain. Ma'adach in a case where one guy is holding it alone, he doesn't care about mighty, Kolshkain, two guys, the Kolshkain is a different mighty. According to Tosfos, why do you swear according to Rabbanan? According to Tosfos, why do you swear according to Rabbanan? Why do you swear? Levaras HaSafik. When you do Yachleiku, there's an Inyan Levaras HaSafik, correct? It says the Gemara, like Rabbanan, you shouldn't even need to swear because the Mitzvah Raya, the Gemara dropped that. The Gemara said, let's not be so extreme that it's Mamash Mitzvah Raya. It's an Ansad, like you said. Slowly. Watch what I'm going to say now. So what's the Kabbalah Chaimah? How did I learn this morning? Nah, that when you're holding on, when one guy's holding on to it, you don't swear. Kol Shekhem, two guys holding on to it. Although, Fi Rashi is beautiful because we're talking about Amaitzi Mechavei Avraya. Madach, by one guy, we don't care about Amaitzi Kol Shekhem, by two. But according to Tosis, that we're talking about Levaras HaSofik, what's the Kavach Haimer? According to Tosis, why let their bottom do you have to swear? Because Levaras HaSofik says, well, it's because it's straight, it doesn't hold it, but it's a Kol Shekhem. What's the Kol Shekhem? Madach, by one guy holding you off to swear Levaras HaSofik, Kol Shekhem, by two. What it means to say is a different shot. It's not like Rashi, how much of a Amaitzi you are or not. Avada and Avada, when is there more of a reason Levaras HaSofik? When one guy's holding on to it, when two guys holding on to it? What does that say? When is there more of a reason Levaras HaSofik? When one guy's holding on to it, why? When two guys are holding on to it, we have more of a reason to do Yachleiku, correct? The more of a reason you have to do Yachleiku, the less weird Yachleiku is, the less arbitrary Yachleiku is, the less of a reason it is to swear Levaras HaSofik. So Matuch, in a case where one guy's holding on to it and you do Yachleiku,
And we say you don't have to do a Varza Sofik, I let you go ahead and do this weird psak of cutting the baby in half, right? Kolshkin, well, both guys are holding on to it. Where there's more of a reason to Yachleku, where Yachleku makes a little bit more sense. Still, we don't say the Varza Sofik. So the Kolshkins of Rashi and the Kolshkin of Teresa are worlds apart. According to Rashi, the Kolshkin is that if you're telling me that the reason why you have to swear is because you're a Moitzi, Matach over there, where one guy's holding it, you don't care about Moitzi Kolshkin, where two guys are holding it. So then the Kolshkin is going on the side of Moitzi. Am I a Moitzi or not? Do I care about the fact that you're a Moitzi? According to Taisa, you're not swearing because of Maitzi. The reason why you're swearing is why? Because of the virus asafik. So what's the kolshkein? The kolshkein is madach. When one guy's holding it and you say yachleku, you don't care about clarifying it. Kolshkein, when both guys are holding it, I'm not going to care about clarifying it. Why? Because the idea of clarifying is that the psak is a bad psak. It's a weak psak. It's an arbitrary psak. When both guys are holding onto it, it's less of a weird psak. Two different kalachemers. In which case, there are four machlekes in between Rashi and Taisa meanwhile. One. I want to summarize meanwhile, and then I want to start with the big read. Number one is four machlekes in Rashi Tosis. You hear? You writing down? Four machlekes. Number one is, what does it mean, lema de leikis umchus? According to Rashi, it means that the shvuah is because you're being a mitzi, and that doesn't stand with sumchus. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, it means the shvuah is levaras a suffix, and sumchus doesn't hold of it. Nothing to do with the lumdas or sumchus. I repeat. Machlek is number one. What does it mean, lema de leikis umchus? According to Rashi, the reason why you're swearing is because you are a mitzi, and sumchus, lumdas-wise, doesn't hold of mitzi. Sumchus doesn't hold of cheskas mamim. Okay? And according to the Taisus and Taisus Rosh, the kasha here, the reason why you're swearing is the varas asafik. When you make chalekhu, which is an arbitrary psak, you have to swear. What does it mean, leikis umchus? Sumchus doesn't hold of it. We don't know why. It's very beautiful that. He doesn't hold of it. He doesn't hold of it. According to Rashi, the Pshat is a leikis umchus, because the reason why he's swearing, because you're a mitzi, because there's a cheskas mamim. Sumchus doesn't hold of cheskas mamim. So it's a lumdish akasha. The reason why he's swearing over here is he's coming to be mitzi from the chazaka of the other guy. Sumchus can't hold of it. Sumchus doesn't hold of cheskas mamim. According to Tosis, the reason why he's swearing is because the varas asafik. Sumchus doesn't hold of such a shvuah. How do we know? Because factually, he doesn't hold of it. Shinu number two, machlekes number two, as well as the kasha for the rabbanon. Here they parted ways. Rashi learns the kasha from the rabbanon is. And the Rabbanan, it's good. The Rabbanan is, you shouldn't get the half b'chlal. Yeshua shouldn't be enough to be mighty. You should need Eidim to be mighty. That's what Rashi the Shittosu holds, that each guy's holding the whole palace. According to Tezer Rosh, Rach, and Raz, was like, most kasha, pum fakert. The kasha was, why do you swear? Hello, I'm exclusively holding on to half. And if I'm exclusively holding on to half, the reason why you do Yachleku is because I'm holding on to half, Gendik. Shinu number three. What is the teretz of Tavayu Tafsi? According to Rashi, Tavayu Tafsi is a reason why I, to get my half, I'm not called a Maitzi. We're going to let you get your half without Eidim because you're also holding on to it. That's what Tavayu Tafsi means. Again, we're going to let you get your half even without Eidim, and a Shvuah is enough because you're also holding on to it. So you're not a Spitz Maitzi. According to the Rishayim, what's the pshat of Tavayu Tafsi? Just the opposite. You're not exclusively holding on to the half, because the other guys also have a half, where you can't tell them, go fly a kite. Shina number four is, what's the Kal V'chaimer, like I just explained. So far we have four machlekes in how to read the Gemara, what the Lema de Leikis Umchus is, what the Kasha from the Rabbanan is, what the Teretz of Tavayu is, and what was the Lav Kal V'chaimer according to Umchus. I want to end off with a very, very lumdish Akasha, based on what I said today. Funny what the Ilum says. The Kasha I heard from Abosha many, many years ago. I don't think he says it over anymore. But maybe he did, maybe he didn't. There's a kasha that I also had myself, so, but I'll say it over Shemar because my stomach, I remembered it because I heard it once. I'm interested in kasha. So take a step back here, okay? So what's the Gemara's kasha? So what's the gang of Vitoises? The Gemara starts off and says, you swear in the Mishnah for some reason, and that some reason doesn't stand with Sumchus. And why do you swear in our Mishnah? Some sort of vague zach called the Varas HaSafik. That before we go ahead and do Yachleku, we want to check what's going on here, right? Where do I see it? Not like Sumchus. Sumchus says before, you do Yachleku and you don't check. You make the guy pay half arbitrary. And I built a whole sugya lefi zeh, everything's beautiful. I have a shocking kasha. I don't understand. I have a kasha. And why what the Rambam says? Because I'm going to aggravate all of you now. Listen to the kasha. I have a kasha on everything I just said today. Mishnah says, Mishnah, yeah! What's it in? Yachleku. Fekta is a kasha that based on Alf. Yachleku? What type of psak is that? psak is called on grab, psak is a better psak, called on grab is a better psak. Why over here does the Mishnah passing a chleiku, the correct psak of resolving sveka, the mamayna, is called on grab? What is Tosis' answer, by the way? Tosis' answer is an ansadi, the half is yours, half is yours. Correct? Now, whether Tosis meant like the Gemara's half meaning today that Amama Shamitavel writer, or meant like the lower level that ansadi, but all the Gedalei Achorinim called it a psak vade or a psak suffix Tosis. Psak vade, it's a psak vade. I have a reason why I'm giving you half, right? Why am I giving you half? An ansadi, the mighty toughest hadi deu hadeu. I spent a long time explaining it doesn't mean a shleima hymen, it means a middle level cheskas mamen. This type of mamen is best to realize. There's an ansadi that says we never want that it's yours. Okay. But again, we really should pass him kol dogvar. Why are we giving you half? Because I have a reason why I'm giving you half. The reason why I'm giving you half, the Velt called it, all the Gedalei Rosh Yeshivas got up in their shir called him, and they said it's a psak vadei. So I don't understand. So what's the kashim zungas now? So why do you swear over here, by the way? Why do you swear? You have an ansadi this way, that way. Why do you swear, by the way? What are you talking about, the virus or something? I mean, I'm saying very blunt. I built the whole day today that Levaras HaSofi means that when you make an arbitrary psak of Yachleku, which is really not fair, it's really not balanced, it's not really appropriate, try to clarify what you can before you go make such a cruel shot. Psak, which is Nishtahin, Nishtaher, try to clarify. But I'm going to say something. That's when you do Yachleku. That's what Tzumchus does over there. Shoshan Rogel Sapara, you tell the guy to pay half. I said, it's half. No, the name. And I said, over here, we're not doing Yachleku. The psak's not Yachleku over here. The psak is, I have an ansadi that says, yeah, it's yours. I have an ansadi that says, yeah, it's yours. Now, you want to know why you swear? I don't know why you swear. Maybe you swear because when you want to go rely on a chazaka, you have to go back it up with a shah. I don't know. But it's no shaykh of chazakas. Answer this question. When you make yachleku, which is arbitrary, you don't have to swear. I'm saying, the psak over here is not yachleku. The psak over here is not yachleku. The psak over here is, we know for sure, yeah, it's yours. We know for sure. When I say the word, you know for sure, it's not Rishleim Ahayman's level of hechacha of chazaka for mashallah. But halachically, we take on that it's yours. Now, they ask me, why do you swear? I don't have the faintest idea why you swear. It's not the virus of Suffolk the way I explained the entire day today, that's for sure. Today I explained beautifully, dramatically, the virus of Suffolk means when you make a psak of Yachleku, it's absurd, so try to clarify. But you're not, over here, we're not passing Yachleku over here. Do you want to know why you swear? I don't know. I could tell you possibilities that when you pass him like a chazaka, two chazakas clash, try to get a, what do you call it? Is that the sumpus? Just because you swear over here, Sumpus holds that when you do Yachleku, Momen Amutu B'Sofik Cholkin. Sumpus holds that when you don't know what to do, you split it. I ask you, should you swear? Mechatei say I should swear. Why should I swear? Why Sumpus I should swear? Yachleku, finish, goodbye. It's not a great psak. Have a good day. We'll split it. Goodbye. Over here, psak not Yachleku. Now, if you ask me, so why do you swear over here? I don't know. It's a good question. I'll make up some Rabbanan. I don't know what it is. How can you ask a steer from here to Sumpus? By Sumpus, the psak is Yachleku. Over here, the psak's not Yachleku. The psak over here is a non-tzadi. So the muscle, the pshat that I said a whole day today, how did I explain the steerer today? I explained the steerer in the world of Tosfos that you have to swear whenever you make Yachleku because the virus is suffix, because try to do your best, right? Because it's not a fair psak. That would be true if the psak of our Mishnah would be a psak suffix of Yachleku, then I could have a steerer. When you make a psak suffix of Yachleku, when you make this arbitrary toss up in the air or split it, do you have to swear? You don't have to swear. It's a fine steerer. But that's not the psak over here is not Yachleku over here. The psak over here is an ansadidai, an ansadidai. So the reason why you're swearing is not because you're doing an arbitrary psak in the air, we'll try to back it up. Yeah, the psak has backing. Here you're doing chazaka, and here you have a chazaka. So why do you swear? I don't know why you swear. What's that to do with sukkos? What's the steer? I don't know what the answer on this. Anybody have a tell us? What are you saying? It was, and we resolved it using the tool called Cheskas Momen. That was a lesson I used 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago. I agree with you, but that you swear over here is no shaykh b'chal to swearing by Yachleku. The Korvul Zel says it's two different nature of psakim b'chal. The psak over here is not an unfair, arbitrary psak. That's what I'm saying to you. I used the lesson today a whole day. What's about the virus or something? Clarify as much as you can before you do weird things, right? That's not the pshat. I'm not doing a weird thing. I'm following a halacha called Cheskas Momen. I don't know why you have to swear. I have to go find out why you have to swear, but it's not because you're doing something weird. Now, the world of Sumpus is a different world. The world of Sumpus is a different world. I don't know why he did Yachleku over there. It's a draw the minor, maybe. I don't know. Go, according to the textbook, it's a draw the minor, okay? We'll say it that way. So, that's what you do. The Korvel Zel Zed, it's two different worlds. The Yishlaim was a hate. Tomorrow we're going to finish off this very interesting Gemara. If you have time, you'll read it further than you want.